Last week, I bore witness to the most elegant, skillful and intelligent takedown of the Eurosceptic argument. No, it wasn't a rerun of the Nick Clegg and Nigel Farage dust-up. Now, it's been said that the UKIP leader is proof that the devil has all the best tunes, that he wins these public debates because he appeals to the heart rather than the head. No, what I saw at a discussed debate in Manchester last Wednesday was two Mancunians who made a powerful, emotional case for Europe, for progress and for decency. I saw an argument rooted in facts, not anecdotes, reason, not hysteria, and I saw the cause of business put as effectively as the rights of the workers. The two Mancunians were Jürgen Mayer, the managing director of an important part of Siemens in the north of England, and Angelika Stoyer, a Labour councillor in Manchester and a candidate for the European parliamentary elections. Now, they don't sound very Mancunian, I hear you say. And you're right, Jürgen is Austrian and Angelika is Greek, but they are both now very much of this city. But identity is a side issue. What is actually at stake is a system of organisation, accountability and leadership. European governance isn't perfect, but it has provided a solid foundation for European stability and peace and rising living standards. The European funds are well apportioned, rigorously distributed and forcefully accounted for, more so than any other amount of public money. Now, it was a high-stakes debate. UKIP's Stephen Wolfe is no blokey Farage. Also a Manc, now working in the City of London, he evoked the spirit of Peterloo and he tried to take apart the credibility of the institutions of Europe. Taking on UKIP is extremely tricky. Call them racists and loonies, and the answer seems to be, so what? Accuse them of not understanding the hard choices and responsibilities of government, and it plays to their appeal. All that makes them hated in London and metropolitan cities like Manchester. True enough. Things like immigration and boorishness are the very things that lie on the other side of the fault line in society. The vote on the night was about 7-1 against leaving Europe, just as our downtown debates have also been very much more pro-European than you might reasonably expect amongst business audiences. I somehow doubt that will be reflected in the vote in the European elections in May. I expect UKIP to do really well. But it also makes you realise what a bad job Nick Clegg has done in making the positive case for European engagement. If I do have one fervent wish for the European elections, it is that all those idiots who voted BNP last time don't do so again. More importantly, all the people who didn't vote at all should turn out and vote for whoever they want, because it's all about a share of the vote. Let's erase this fascist stain on the North West, but let's also hope that the debate on Europe rises up an intellectual notch.